this.
It is mine. Yoni, Danny Goldenberg. Leo Horowitz. Leo. And then. Michael Newman. David Freund. Oh, sure. What's your last name? What's your last name? Okay. Today, I'm going to cover the ideas that are discussed in the Psicha Degli Tal. We'll look inside in the, as opposed to Hakdama. Parenthetically, the Hakdama of Degli Tal is a very famous Hakdama, especially the very first page. We discuss the different aspects of Talmud Torah. Also describes a little bit about his own history. That Degli Tal was the son-in-law of the Kotzker Rebbe. He writes that until he became, the Tal was a going before he got married. But he writes that he did that once he learned by the Kotzker, so he realized that what he learned before was meaningless. It was a whole new, right, that it opened up worlds to him. And in this Egle Tal, he quotes his son. Many of you are familiar with the Shem Yishmuel. So the Nakuna that the Egle Tal focuses on, let's look at the Mem Testament base where we left off. Mem Testament base. Okay, so Rashi says, "Heim zaru v'kotzru." The Gemara says at the bottom of Mem Tesamid Beis. The Tanya Ein Chayovin Ela Melacha Shekyotzi Bo Hayisav HaMishkan Heim Zaru V'atem Lo Tizru Heim Kotzu V'atem Lo Tiktzru. That was the Brisa that indicated to us that the Tosfos says shows that there must be a Machloikis, and that became the Raya for Tosfos that Rabbi Chanina bar Chama and Rabbi Yehuda bar Elazar are arguing. And according to Ramban, he has to learn the Bryce is just making the distinction of whether it's an over or not, perhaps. With listed, I should say. So Rashi explains, Eim Zoro v'kotzru, Rashi adds in the word Samimbonin, Litzvoya tcheles, v'oirois elim, V'tochanu v'loshu nami simonin l'tzboya v'oife diktoni b'masnisin b'oves melochais u'bishol samimonin elo denoka tzidur depas. Okay, don't lose the place. Look again at the Rashi in Ayin Gimel Bet Aleph. So Rashi in the Mishnah says Ofer loy havi ba mishkan, there was no afi ba mishkan. The loy shayach elo be pas u pas loy shayach be mlechas ha mishkan. Avol kulu kamais havoi besamimonin shol tseva. Tcheles vi argomen vitila shoni. What's the raya? Because in Ayin Daladam and Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, Tana didon bishul samimon shavak tana didon bishul samimonin the havis ba mishkan the nokat ofer. The Gemara raises the question, why does the Mishnah list afia not bishul? Shavak tana didon, our tana leaves the obvious entry of bishul and instead chooses to do something strange and move on to Ofer. So Rashi learned that Gemara, right? So that Gemara becomes a proof that Melachos Mishkan are learned from, Melachos Shabbos are learned from which part of Melachos Mishkan? Was that? Only construction. And not Avodas Mishkan. Right, the right, and that's why Rashi goes out of his way on Memtes Amid Beis to point out Samimonim. Rashi in the Mishnah again, Samimonim. So he wants you to know only Binyan Mishkan, not Avodas Mishkan. The Raya is because the Gemara says, Shavak Tanid Idon, Bishul Dehavis B'Mishkan. So he's saying, Afia was not in the Mishkan. Afia was in the Mishkan. Lechem upon him. Minchas Chavitin, Kaidon brought the Minch every single day. So you see from this Gemara that we're learning Melachos HaMishkan only from Binyan, from construction, not from Avodas HaMishkan. Who's Chelek and Rashi? where Rabbeinu Chananel. It's the Tal points out that this is that there's a Yerushalmi that's Chaylek, and both Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Hai Goin quote this Yerushalmi. We have now a set of Svarim called the Otzer Agonim, which has gone through many of the Tshuvas Agonim and arranges them around the Gemara. So the Yotzer Agonim, they quote a Tshuva from Rav Hai Goin. Rav Hai Goin says, Shovak Tana Didon, an Ayin Daladam and base. Shovak Tana Didon, Bishul Samimonim Dehave Biktoris. So he explains that that the Gemara is asking, why do we switch from the preparation of the spices of the Ktoires and switch to Afiyah Sapas? Mm-hmm. Right? Look at the Tzadi Bezim and Aleph in the Mishnah. Tzadi Bezim and Aleph. So the Mishnah over there says, "Hamotzi bein b'yaminei bein b'smoilei, v'seicheikei al tseif of chayiv." If a person, when it comes to caring, when it comes to writing, so if you write with your left hand, it's a shinoi. When it comes to caring, it doesn't matter whether you're caring with your right or left hand. That's all it says to be kedarkei. The seichekoy al tseifov. If you carry somehow on your lap or something, and if you carry on your shoulders, why is carrying on one's shoulders considered to be kedarkoy shekein masa b'nei kahos? Because that's how they carried in Mishkan. Kil achar yodai b'raglo b'fiv marpekoy b'ozne b'sar b'pundosa b'pi b'pilo mata. So he says, but if one carries something in the back of one's hand, in one's mouth, with one's feet, with one's elbow, so in all of these things, one's potter shloihoisik and derech hamotzin. This is one of the mishnayos, or two mishnayos that discuss shinui. When we discuss shinui kedar, going back to this mishnah. So look at the Rashi. Shekein masa b'nei kos. The kos they be so. V'yeminu smol v'cheik oirach ara. U'v'shemer ben Yitzchak bar Yehuda matzasi she'omer v'shemer v'hai. She'mefurash ba'ashas Yerushalmi. U'fkudas el ozer ben arayin akoyen shemen amor. U'kteiris hasamim. U'minchas atomid. V'shemen amishcha. Echod b'yemin, v'shemen echod b'smoil, v'akteiris b'cheikoi, v'chavisin b'koseif. So what's Rashi quoting from Rav Hai going over here? Shekein masa b'nei kos, what are we looking at? What were the b'nei kos carrying? They were carrying the shmona that we needed for the korbanos mincha, the shemen, and the different k'teiris hasamim. So Rashi is going to have to explain this Yerushalmi that even though we learn the melachos of Mishkan only from construction, Zachara, this Rashi goes against the Rashi that we learn. Why does Rashi go out of his way to say that the melachos on Mishkan, the melachos of Shabbos are learned only from construction, not from avoda? That's Rashi's pshat in Tana Sidur the Pas Nakat. And then on the Sani Beis of an Aleph, Rashi quotes that we learn Derech Haitzah from the carrying of the Shemen and from the Ktairas. You know?
Is that necessarily Rashi's Shita? Or is Rashi presenting his opinion and then presenting the Rabbi afterwards?
So,
it's two very distinct, no?
Right. He doesn't seem to argue though.
Rashi
will hold that the machlek is bound to Yerushalmi.
That's
not a problem, right? The question is, and so he bays him in Aleph when he learns pshat shekein masa b'nei kos because of Yisro. So, what Ovi is saying is that because of Yisro is referring to the parts of the Mishkan. And therefore, it still is construction, is the dismantling and the assembling of the Mishkan. And then he says, "Ubishem ben Yitzchak." I saw that Rav Hai quotes this Yerushalmi, which is also interesting that Rashi apparently did not have this Yerushalmi himself. He sees it as Rav Hai quoting the Yerushalmi. So there are two ways you could explain this Rashi. No, was the second way? Go ahead.
Can you say Yisrael thinks the Karbanos were an integral part of building the Mishkan?
If he did that, then Rashi should not go out of his way to explain that Tana Sidur the Pas Nakat. Right? Then what's the Gemara's Kasha? Shavak Tanidon Bishul Samamonim. Then if that's the case, then whether we use Afias Hapas of the Menachos or Bishul Samamonim, they're equal players. Right? So the fact that the Bavli says that we should be choosing Bishul, and we're choosing Afia for some other reason, Sidur the Pas Nakat, either as we said, either it's a question of style, mnemonic device, or with the way the Ramban explains Rashi, that it's that's what makes it Choshev, but that's not, if not for Sidur the Pas, we would have chosen Bishul Samamonim. So it means that we're learning Dafka from Avoda. Usher? Well, I would say a little bit less Mechudishtik, but it's the same idea. That we learn Derech, right? All that Rashi is saying here is we learn what's normal carrying. So if that's the way the Jews carried in the Mishkan, and we have no reason to assume that caring in the Mishkan was done in B'derech Shinoi. So that just proves to us that it's Kedarka. So one of two ways, either that Rashi is, as Ovi is saying, is quoting Rav Hai Goin, but that's not his shita. His shita is that when it comes to Yeminu Smol, that's Kederach Olam, Bakosev shows us that that's a normal way of carrying. Or, along the lines of what Osher was saying, that Rashi will say that there's no reason that we can't learn Derech HaMelacha from what the Jews were doing in Mishkan. But the source of the Melacha still has to be from Binyan Mishkan, construction, not from Avodas of Mishkan. So which Rabbeinu Chananel does the Eglei Tal quote that does argue with this Rashi? No, go ahead, which one? Sandy Gilman Aleph. Bain be Amina, Bain be Smoila, Becheke, Baksefoy. Hane arba that nan chayav, shekain masa bnei kos, vavas arminan rabbasa, shekain havas alozer ben arin noise shemin amor, ukteris asamim, uminchas atomid, vishemin amishka, vashkechinen metalman eretz yisro, shemin amor bi yaminoi, teris asamim bismoiloi, minchas atomid teluya bizaroi, vishemin amishka, of an oven, mishem of a lozer, kimin slucha ktana, ha'isa teluya ba pundasi. So why is that a raya? Why can't we say it's also that this teaching is dera? No, is that such a strong raya that Rabbeinu Chananel is chaylik in Rashi? So the emphasis is that the raya really comes from Rav Haigoin's tshuvas. That Rav Haigoin writes. The Tal assumes that Rabbi Chananel is quoting this Yerushalmi to argue in Rashi. That the Lanis that is not so clear. But what is clear is that Rav Haigoin Taka says that we learn from Avodas HaMishka, not Melechas HaMishka. So that comes up, the Tal quotes this in Os Hei. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRambam. And he quotes Tshuvas Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. He quotes Rav Haigoin that says the first 11 melachos yeshnan bekorban tomid and in the chavise koyin godol. And that the pshat in the brisa heim zoru v'atem leitizru heim kotzru v'atem leitikzru, that is all from Chavise, Kohen Gadol, and Korban Tomid. So that at the, that's Rav Haigoin, you can see in the Eglei Tal, Ois Hei, the very first page. Was that? And, as I said, you can find in the Otsar Gaonim, that Pshat in the Bavli of Pshat in the Bavli Pen Ar Gemara of Tana Disibur Tana Shavak Tana Bidon Bishul Samemonim, that's Bishul Samemonim Dikteris, in the preparation of Dikteris. So according to Rav Haigon, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are all in agreement that we learn the Melechus and Mishkan from the Avodas and Mishkan, and Rashi either holds that there is no Machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is simply referring to Derech Hamlacha, or that there is a Machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. But Rashi understands from that one line, Tana de Shavak Tana de Don Bishol, the Havis Ben Mishkan, so that shows that we're only learning from Binyan and Mishkan. Let's look quickly at the Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Beis. Yud Beis, Yud Beis. Somebody asked me last week, where does the Rambam record that we learn Malachis from Mishkan? Alright, so look at Yud Beis, Yud Beis. I was stuck and surprised the Rambam doesn't mention it in Perek Aleph or Perek Zion. Look at Yud Beis. Hamoitzi bein miyaminei bein b'smoiloi. A person is moitzi this Mishnah of Sani Zion bein b'seichekoi oishiyotza b'mois tzurun loy b'sadine chayev. Why? Mipnei shoitzi kederech hamoitziin, because he carried in a normal way. V'chein ha-moitzi al tsefer chayiv. Now listen to this. V'chein ha-moitzi al tsefer chayiv. A person carries in his shoulders also chayiv. Af al pi sha-masi le-malam mi-asara tzachim v'shus ha-ramim. She-kein o-yamasav ne-kos ba-mishkon le-malam mi-asara she-nemar ba-kosef yisoh. The cholam locha is mi mishkan lomdin oson. It would seem from this Rambam, right? It would seem from this Rambam, the lashon that we learn al malachis from Mishkan. So he's saying, if you learn the malachis from Mishkan, then you must learn the derech hamlocha from Mishkan as well. It seems to be probably it's a from binyan. So, hold on, I'll explain a bit. So that means the Rambam, apparently, when the Rambam said, Yeminoi Smiley Chaykoi, he had no reason to quote this Yerushalmi. Because that's Derech Hamlocha. In addition to all the normal ways of carrying, if in the Mishkan they carried in an unusual way, so that also has to be Chayv and Shabbos. Right, that's the way Ovi learned Pshat and Rashi. Now when it comes to Cheiko Yemino, I don't have to go to Yerushalmi to tell me to carry it in your right and left hand. You'll test yourself. You'll sometimes carry a safe or a briefcase in the right and the left. I don't need Mishkan for that. That's Derech HaMitzian. I need the Mishkan if there's an unusual way of carrying. And it's L'malam Me'asara. So it breaks some of the rules of Rishuyos. But if I'm learning the Meleches HaMishkan, the Meleches Shabbos from Mishkan, so obviously, if they do a Melech in an unusual way, I have to learn that Melech as well. So it would seem from this Rambam seems to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, the way Ovi learned Pshat in Rashi. So it would certainly indicate that number one, Rambam learns melachis from Paskins, like we pointed out on Thursday, right? The machleikus in the sheetus in the Testament base. He passed and learned from Mishkan, and then we learned from Melechus Mishkan, not from Avaidus and Mishkan. Right? So, L'chor, we have certainly Machlekes Rashi, Rav Haigoin, Eglei Tal sees Rav Haigoin and the Rabbi Hananel being together. We would see the Rambam and Rashi being together. And if you look at the Tosus and Ein Gimel Beis, the Mermaskel Mefarek, so there, buried in the middle of the Tosus, he says that we learn the Malach of Disha from the Samimonim. What's the basis of the machlokes between Rav Haigoin and Rashi? What do they argue? And again, in terms of this, in terms of the text, so it's the line and ayin dalet amid beis that pushes Rashi to say that we're looking at binyan mishkan, not avodas mishkan, right? The Chora that reads much better according to Rashi. Rav Haigoin has to be madchik that it's referring to the Tana Shavat Bishu Salmon of the Avos of Mishkan. Right? According to Haigoin, you have a choice. You can either do Samamonim, or you can do Samamonik Torahs, or Pas for the Mincha. But the Lashon, the Tana left that which was in Mishkan. It's very, very difficult according to Haigoin. If the Gemara said the Tana left some among them and went on to why do we do Paz? All right, that would be Sedechik. But it sounds like that the Tana left the obvious Melacha and chose something that from a different that he shouldn't have chosen. So according to Rashi, it reads beautifully. So Rashi may have to either be madche, has to be deichid, that the Baal and Yerushalmi are arguing, or that the Yerushalmi has in mind to teach me derech hamlocha. Rav Haigoin learned that the Yerushalmi says clearly that we're learning from the hachonas samimonim, of the ktairas. So Rav Haigoin didn't want to make a machlekes Baal Yerushalmi, so he had to be marching the pshat over here. Right? But what is the nekudas ha-machlaikis? The fact that Rashi learns only from Melech, from Binyan Mishkan, and Rav Haigoin learns only from Avodas HaMishkan. So the second you could say according to either one. Right? That's not the mukhruf. Right, but I want to go into a step in between before going that far. What does Eglei Talmud relate to Machlaikas to? That's already one step ahead. There's one step in between. What's the connection between Mishkan and Shabbos? Red? Was that? Smichas of Parshas, right? Now, in Smichas of Parshas, if you look carefully, you'll see that the Rishonim explain this limud in two different ways. So I pointed out in the Mar Makomos that the Meiri says it clearly one way, and the Bali Atos say it clearly in a different way. And this is Eglei Tal, is Mechavit, he has the Bali Tosa, I don't think he had the Meiri. The Eglei Tal explains that if you remember the Gemara, so Rashi quotes from Chumash. Rashi says, why do we always have the parsha of Shabbos and the parsha of Mishkan in the same pasuk? So one Rashi says because Smichas Parsha to learn the Malachos. What does the other Rashi say? No. Because I might have thought that the Mishkan is Deicha Shabbos, so Talmud Loimar that the Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. What do you mean the Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos? Binyan Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. Avodas on Mishkan is Deicha Shabbos. They brought Korbanos in Shabbos. It was a Korban Tumah, they had to bring it in Shabbos. So what is not Deicha Shabbos? Binyan Mishkan. So the Tal explains that Rashi learned this is all one limud. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, you can't build my Mishkan on Shabbos. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to say that, that means that building the Mishkan is also in Shabbos. So that means that anything which is essential for Binyan Mishkan can't be done on Shabbos. That's how you know Malachas come from Shabbos, come from Mishkan. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, you can't build my Mishkan on Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are we working on over here? We're trying to be precise to figure out exactly how the Messiah came down from the Rebbeinu Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu of Melech Shabbos. So far, we said that there's a machlokes whether in the Gemara, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, there are 39 malachas, go figure them out. Or whether Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu there are malachas Shabbos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu learned through Smichas Parshas to learn from Mishkan. So last week we pointed out that the Bavli is going to paskin, and the Rishonim are going to paskin like the sheet that says that Moshe Rabbeinu learned from Mishkan. There's now going to be a machlokes, Rav and Abaye, where there was another cap put on or not. Mishkan 39. Eile dvar madvarim. But the Meikah is going to be coming from Mishkan. So we point out that the machlokes, we show him whether it's going to mean that the Mishkan was this large pool of malachis, or whether Moshe Rabbeinu could identify naturally the 39 most important malachis in Mishkan. Alright? So now we're zeroing in more precisely. How did Moshe Rabbeinu learn from Mishkan? No, Avaydus the Mishkan, Malachas the Mishkan. No, what's the basis? The Mishbaruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't, again, you could say it was all part of the deal, all part of Malachas Moshe B'Sinai. That this was, we're just figuring out what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Malachas Rabbeinu, Machlegis Rashi V'Aigoin. But then Leital pushes further, and again, if you look at the Lashon of Rishonim, you'll see it. That when Moshe Rabbeinu had to learn from Malachis, so according to Rashi, it was very obvious. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. The light went on. If I can't build a Mishkan, that means building a Mishkan is Asur and Shabbos. That's my Smichus Parshis. So, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say that only the things that were involved in the construction of Mishkan were Asur and Shabbos, because that's the key that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rav Haigoin, and this is clear in the Meiri, said no, Smichus Parshias. It's a Hekish. There's a similarity between Shabbos and Malachas and Mishkan. So, Rav Haigoin, in his understanding, Moshe did not make this equation that because of Dechiyas Mishkan, put it that way, or because Shabbos is not Nilchetz. It was simple Smichus Parshis. Now, the truth is that even though the Meiri says it this way, the Meiri says Kli Binyan Mishkan. Lamaisa, the Meiri holds like Rashi. He says it clearly. And therefore, this, what I'm saying right now is only mukrach one way, not two ways. In other words, if you hold like Rashi, you could either say like Tosfos, or you could say like the Meiri, as the Meiri Taka says. But if you hold like Rav Hai, you could only say like the Meiri. So the Egle Tal's Mahalach is not mukrach. Because now that we have the Meiri, we see the Meiri held like Rashi, and the Meiri learned that it's his lashon is hein bimlecha leinyan Shabbos, hein shenasa bivinyan Mishkan, hein shenasa biyirios. So whereas the Balei Tosfos. In the way, where I found it is in the Balei Tosfos in their Perish Tchumish, that is a sefer called the Hadar Zekenim, which collects the various Balei Tosfos and Chumash. And there he writes the Parshat Lisisa, this idea which the Egle Tal develops. The Egle Tal quotes it from a Rashba on Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Rashba Mem Testament base, the Tal quotes in Nois Ches, Mishum de Nismacha Yalfin de Nasher Azerinu Shulei Lasseis Mishkan B'Shabbos. Because of this Michos Parshas, we learn you can't make a Mishkan in Shabbos. So that's the Rajban of Testament Beis. Maliatois in the Parish to Chumash. Shitas Rashi. However, if you learn that we just learned from a Hekesh from Spikos Parashias, so that is what's called Rav Hai Goin. Again, that's not Mukhrach. What's the right? It's not Mukhrach because the Meiri says the same thing as the Eglai Tal assumes Rav Hai Goin is saying. It says, but Avopikin only holds that it's been, he holds, it's only been in Mishka. So in Rashi, there are two ways to say it, and in Rav Hai Goin, there's only one way to say it. Where else did we see this machlokes? When we learn the sugya of koitesh, so the machlokes of Natam and Ramban. All right, remember, where was there kitisha in Mishkan? So what did Natam say? Was that? But where was Ketisha and Mishkan? Well, this will finish up. Where was Ketisha and Mishkan according to Natam? No? Where? They had to bake in order to see whether the Tchelis was genuine Tchelis, they baked it in dough. Alright? What was the Ramban's Hasaga on this Rabbi Natam? What did Ramban ask? Ramban says they didn't test the cheles that was used for Mishkan because they made the cheles. If you get cheles from some other place, you have to test it. But if you have tcheles, and you made it from chilazon, or you have it, so then you don't need to test it. So the Ramban says there have been times incorrect. No, so what were the time answer to Ramban? What were the time say? Why was it tested that they made it? Actually, it made an Ashkocha. No. Made by Jews. No, what were you saying? What was that?
Different people made it.
So, but Steve was saying they didn't think they had their manas l'chara.
Maybe they'll say that, yeah, they made it for Binyan Mishkan, but then in the course of whatever else was going on, I guess it's not exactly a Hodas Mishkan.
Go ahead, Benji. No. I don't think so, no. To see whether there was Chilazan or Kala'ilan. No. Oh, that's the question. So that's the Tal says that's the Nakuda. Exactly, were the when we donated things for the Mishkan, right? What did we donate to the Mishkan? Right, so we donated the cloth, right? So that cloth had to be tested. So what's your Ramban talking about? That they made it and have to test it. So then Lital develops that a machlekes over here. Whether the melachos on Mishkan were done retrospectively, or whether the melachos on Mishkan were actually done. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu learned the melachos of Shabbat from Lechus and Mishkan, so did he say, well, let's see what we gotta do. We gotta plant, we gotta harvest, we're living in an oasis, we're planting, or did Moshe Rabbeinu say, let's look at what we got over here. We got blue cloth. So how did this blue cloth come about? It was done retrospectively. We have Atzei Eretz over here. Well, it had required Hein Zorah. It required Zriya. It required Ktsira. You have to remember, they put everything together for Mishkan in 3 days. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai, Matzoh Yom Kippur. Within 3 days, they had Amlocha Yisad Hayom. They didn't plant. Right? They had Yaakov Avinu had told them, you're going to be building a Mishkan, you're going to need Atzei Eretz, you're going to need Tcheles Argoman, you're going to need all these things. So the Jews were Ma'aminim. It's an amazing thing, we can't discuss it right now, but even the Shibud of Mitzrayim, they started putting things away for the Mishkan they're going to build when they get out of Mitzrayim. So, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, now, bring what you got, they had put things away throughout the Shibud from the time of Yaakov, from the beginning of the Shibud. It's an amazing, amazing picture. Vignette. That families had put things away because they all had a munah, there's going to be a Yitziyah, a Geula, and they're going to build a Mishkan. So everybody had in their closets some had Tcheles, some had they planted the Atzei Eretz, they would pick it up on the way out. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was told that you learn Smichas Parshias, apparently he had to learn retrospectively what had gone into this. So Zeriah, Ktsira, Disha, that all had gone into Melechus, but they didn't mamish do it. So it says Egleital, the two machlekes that are dependent on each other. Right? If you learn from Avodas HaMishkan, so then that means that Moshe Rabbeinu said, let's, any melacha that we are going to have to now do in Mishkan, we're going to have to plant wheat in order to bring a korban mincha, and we're going to have to plant some amonim to have a ktoiras, and we're going to have to plant zeisim to have olives, and we're going to have to do Disha and Boirer and Merakit and Zaira to bring Avodah. So anything we're going to have to do, I'm Zoru. So that is, those Malachas are going to be the Malachas of Shabbos. But if Moshe Rabbeinu went to Avodah on Mishkan, then it had to be a retrospective analysis. If it was Binyan, it had to be retrospective. And if it was Avoda, then it was, I don't know, prospective. Is such a word? Yeah. Okay, so again, so this almost completes the picture now. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Melechus Shabbos, Meisasa Kol Melacha, and now it was up to HaTorah Masra L'Chachamim to figure out the Oveis Melachas. So according to the way we paskin, so Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Melachas would be learned from Mishkan. The sounds like we pass like a baya that there was no natural cap of 39. Otherwise, we'd put quotation and take out Meraki. But when Moshe Rabbeinu analyzed Mishkan, he came up with 39 most important malachas. Machleg is Rishonim, what do we mean by most important? Most important based on Milud Alma, most important based on Mishkan. Hakta Mishkan Shiva, Vechashiva. Alright? Exactly. How did Moshe Rabbeinu go to Mishkan Tzmichas Parshas? What did Moshe Rabbeinu follow up on? Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that there's nothing he can do on Shabbos for building the Mishkan. So from here he understood that anything which would be required in Binyan Mishkan is a Malacha on Shabbos. That would be according to one Mahalach, according to the Baalei Tosfos. And that would fit in according to Rashi and not according to Rav HaGaon. Or, according to Meiri, with Smichas Parshas, that Melachos of Shabbos are learned from Melachos on Mishkan, and that would fit into any Risha. But then, there's one further issue, and that is when Moshe Rabbeinu analyzed what was required for Mishkan, so if Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at Avodas on Mishkan, that means he was looking at what Klal Yisrael was going to involve themselves with in the upcoming months. If, on the other hand, he was looking at Avodas on Mishkan, then that means he had to go through every part of the Mishkan and figure out which melachos were necessary in order to put the Mishkan together. It means he had to go through the different parts of the Mishkan. If it was Avodas HaMishkan, then he was looking at what the Jews were doing in the Midbar. They had an oasis. What was going to become important for them in building and in serving the Mishkan? If, on the other hand, it was Avodas HaMishkan, it was Melechus HaMishkan, it was Binyan Mishkan, then it was retrospective, and they had to figure out what were the most important Melechus in producing what they produced. Alright? Now, this will be most of on the Kuda. Which I don't think, it's not in the Eletam. If Moshe Rabbeinu was told to look at the Avodas HaMishkan, Rav Haigoin, Rabbeinu Hananel, then he was looking at precise melachos. How do you get to, a korban mincha? You have to plant, and they planted. They harvested. They did harisha. If you're looking at, you're analyzing it retrospectively, so then, do you know whether when they had this samimonim, do you know if they were zereya or they were noiteya or they were mavrich or they were markiv? It was retrospective. How can you know that? So Rashi and the Rambam, who understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking retrospectively because they were looking by Melechus and Mishkan, Binyan Mishkan, I should say, because they learned that was the drasha, so they have many avos, multi avos. But Rabbeinu Hananel, Rav Haigoin, who are looking prospectively because they're looking at the avodas and Mishkan, they have specific malachas. Because in Mishkan, they weren't being Neiteya, they were being Zereya. And they weren't being Choyreitz or Choyfer, they were being Choyresh. So that would explain Rabbeinu Hananel has specific malachas whereas the other Rishonim have more general malachim. Alright? So we're almost done. Whatever that brings the Parsha together nicely. Alright? I want you to look carefully at the Engle Tal, because I left out some parts and they see many more hours to say. And somebody can have a Gemara Bukharis. There's one piece I want to do before we finish up this whole issue of Nipa Namar Makomos. And that is whether this, oh, it's not that there, whether the Omer Sotolde structure is unique to Shabbos, or whether you'll find it in other areas of Halacha. So I forgot to tell you. Bechayr is Chaf Eim and Aleph. Very famous Tosis. Chaf Eim and Aleph, Dimer Masl of Amr Rish Lakish, Chaim Mishum Gozeis. So please look at that Tosis. Chaf Eim and Aleph, Amr Rish Lakish, Bechayr is Chaf Eim and Aleph. That's the pivotal Tosis always in this discussion, whether Aves and Toldes is a structure that's unique to some areas of Halacha like Shabbos, or whether it is found in other areas of Halacha as well. And then that will complete. Hope tomorrow we can complete this whole issue. Hakdamah to Malacha Shabbos. Thank you very much.
So all those toldos were also malachas, which were right in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Mahalat that they were saying in Rav Haigon, the Teah.